start out with again giving credit to the Colts. They certainly set the bar here in the AFC, and we found out why when you play 60 minutes and make as many mistakes as we made today, that's going to be difficult to beat a really, really talented football team that plays well under pressure and is extremely well coached. Coach Caldwell and his staff do a great job, and want to give them credit today because they forced us into a lot of mistakes and situations that ultimately determine the outcome of the game. it's just part of the – it wasn't necessarily to throw it to them that many times. We knew we'd have our chances to get the ball outside to the receivers. It just so happened it went to him a lot more than it usually does. Just that's where the read took him, and that's what the coverage is dictated we throw. Yeah, you can't set yourself back the way we did today. We had, I think, a few third down and short opportunities there and ended up with third and six, whether it was a delay or a false start. had a penalty, a big penalty in the two-minute offense there before the half that put us, instead of having the ball at the 50, I think we're at the 35. But you can't give them yards and opportunities because they take advantage of them. And we knew that coming in, that they're the best team in football at taking advantage of your mistakes, and they did today. Nope. We're putting our best player out there in that situation. You talking about in short yardage? They got penetration. I mean, that's definitely something that if you're going to create, or if you're going to create a hole or a running lane there and go off tackle, you're going to have to stop the penetration. They did a great job today of getting into the backfield on some of those third and ones. They did that a few other times too, but big plays on the third down and one all were because of penetration. Everybody talks about you got to start fast and get ahead, and I don't really believe that because that hadn't worked for anybody all year. I wanted to maybe take a shot at scoring right before the half and then getting the ball back in the third quarter and having, if you get a 10-14 point swing in that situation, you put yourself in a good spot, and their offense hadn't played football if you can do that. We thought we were in that, predicament or that had an opportunity to do that there when we got it back, I think, with just a little under 2 minutes, but obviously didn't get points on the board there and then failed to do it coming out in the third quarter. But the design was to try to go ahead and get a couple possessions there, starting with the last one in the second quarter and then coming out the beginning of the third quarter. Yeah, well, I mean, I think we got it. Do we get it with over 2 minutes to go? I'm not exactly sure, but we weren't really, really worried about time at that point because we had the ball, I think, at the 37, 38. And you don't the first thing you don't give the ball back to him. If you do, it's one of the silliest mistakes you make. So if you start by throwing two incomplete passes and give him 2 minutes on the clock, you've made an error. So I wanted to try to go ahead and run the football. I think we threw a screen there, gained some positive yards, and ended up with a third down and short. But, again, failed to convert that, or else we would have been in the situation that we were looking for. Yeah. I thought the guys did a good job once they kind of got, used to the speed of the game and the no-huddle procedure. I mean, we didn't have any issues subbing today, and once we kind of settled down there after the beginning of the game, we covered him pretty tight. We got, some pressure on him. You're never going to sack him much, but I thought we got enough pressure to disrupt him a little bit. They were 4-for-4 in the red zone, and we knew coming in if we don't take advantage of our red zone opportunities and we don't stop them from scoring when they get theirs, that's really been the formula that everybody's tried, and it doesn't work. Yep, and that's again. It just we didn't execute in situations where we needed to. We had, penalties at bad times, and couldn't convert on third down. Had the one interception there in the corner. you know, down there in the red zone and then missed the field goal. So, you know, all of those opportunities, all the little things in this game against this team add up to a, you know, a win or a loss. And if you do all the little things well, then you got a chance. And if you don't do all the little things well, and even if you don't do a few of the little things well, they add up to too much to overcome, because they're so very talented and so well coached, and they do a great job.
So much is made of what they had clinched over there and the Cowboys they could do, but Marshall's 21 catches today, and you don't win. Do they go for not because the record for
five? Well, I think, you know, he played, you know, he played hard. I think we had, I think everybody on our team played hard today. And Brandon had a lot of production, and that's great. But I'm sure he would trade a bunch of that production for a victory today. And, you know, again, individual things are great, but we're looking for team accomplishments.
I know I missed your explanation on the deferring.
Yeah.
Opening tip or coin.
You want to replay it?
Would you do it again?
Yes, no doubt. This starting, like I said, people can say, well, you should try to get out to a lead and that'll change the game. It hasn't changed any game, not this year. They're 13-0, and people have tried doing things like that. What we wanted to try to do there, again, I mean, look, if we go out there on the first kickoff and, you know, put them at the 20 and get three and out, that's a great call, you know. And we wanted to try to have the ball at the end of the second quarter and get points on the board, and then have the ball to start the third quarter and try to double up on it. So that was something we've done before. We've deferred before this season for the same reason. And today, obviously, it didn't necessarily play out that way, but wouldn't change the decision to do it. I don't know. They're all made to be broken, and this is a great football team, and they deserve you know, all the credit in the world for the accomplishments that they've you know, that they've been able to make here this season and in past seasons. This is a great organization, you know, and they obviously got a lot of things ahead of them. And again, we got a good picture today of where the bar is at in the AFC. You know, when you lose, you lose. I mean, there's no moral victories really in this league. And, you know, we've got to try to – I'll tell you this, we understand where we want to go, and we just got a really close-up look of it for four quarters. And when you play against a football team like that is really, you know, one of, if not the best team in the league, and you make too many mistakes in critical situations, and you don't execute better under pressure than they do, you can't beat them. And, you know, for a football team that is, again, relatively new this week or this year, you know, that gives us, again, a look right here, you know, in December, in the month of December, when you need to play your best, a good look at what you got to do. And if you want to be one of the better teams in this league, you're going to have to play much better and execute better against a team like the Colts.